This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Hive Mind. I was not looking at the screen. I was looking at my notes. I just assumed we started.
We have. I'm sorry.
That was my fault. Welcome to Hive Mind. I'm Meg. I'm here with Emily, and we are talking Oscars 2024. Hey, Emily, how's it going?
Hi, I'm Emily. Hey, Meg.
Yeah?
Where else but the Oscars are you going to get Ryan Gosling on stage with Meryl Streep's son-in-law, a Doctor Who, / Captain America's brother, and someone who was on an episode of Selling Sunset? I mean,
I thought you were going to say that / was Meryl Streep's son-in-law, and I got really excited for half a second.
I wish. It was just the lineup of those people. Incredible. That's what
I've watched the performance 5 times now. It's giving me like a dopamine hit that no medication can.
Yeah, absolutely. Watch it every time it comes up on my For You screen. Every time I'll watch the whole thing. So freaking fun. I just kind of love that Ryan Gosling obviously knew he was not going to win an Oscar that night and just thought, you know what? This is what I'll go hard on.
I just love that he's a silly, goofy guy. Like, he's always been a silly, goofy guy. And for a minute, we were trying to make him do serious things. And it's like, no, just let him be the Mickey Mouse Club guy. That's where he excels.
I read a quote that's like, Kenergy is just straight star power. And I'm like, yep, that man's got straight up star power. That performance was my favorite part of the night. Most enjoyable part of the night. I love the Gentleman Prefers Blonde reference. It was just so smart on all things that were so smart. So fun to see. Good job, Ryan Gosling. Remember me from Disneyland? I ate a corn dog while I stared at you. Do you remember me, Ryan?
I think that it was effective in ending the Barbie discourse once and for all. Like, they proved that night they don't need Oscars. They were still the biggest movie of the year, probably the most beloved movie of the year, the biggest celebration of the year. That was the biggest moment of the Oscars, even though Billie Eilish is the only Academy Award winner from that production. Like, it was just it was a way to end the year of Barbie on a very happy note.
Yeah, I did love, they were like, we don't care anymore. We're the most fun here, and everybody knows it. And they're right. They were the most fun there, and we all knew it. Billie Eilish, unbelievable. She was so good in that performance.
She was really good. Also, Invisalign Queen. I'm about to get Invisalign myself, so it was nice to see some representation.
Her wardrobes are so fun. I listen, love it or hate it, she has a distinct point of view, and I really enjoy that from her.
No, I do too. It's very Gen Z. I thought her speech was very Gen Z in a very fun way, very cool girl. It was like exactly what I wanted from Billie Eilish.
And I don't know, there's something about her and her brother being like coworkers and best friends that it hits me right. I loved it. Good for you, Barbie. You did the thing. You didn't win, but you didn't need to, because you did in a lot of ways.
You got a lot of money, and that's going to get you a lot further than a gold statue.
A lot further. I love it. Okay, Meg, your high point?
My high point, if I'm being completely honest, was Al Pacino giving the best picture award. Mm-hmm. Just kind of wandered onto stage, rambled a bunch incoherently, didn't read the nominees, opened the envelope and said, "My eyes see Oppenheimer." And then everyone was like, "What?" And then like started clapping. Like it was completely discombobulating. And I love nothing more than a chaotic Best Picture announcement when they accidentally gave it to La La Land. That was the best moment of my life personally.
Yeah, rode that high for days. That was
so fun.
They've got to stop letting old people give that award. Sorry. I know it sounds ageist. And guess what, Meg? It is ageist. They got to stop letting old people do this.
And we need to stop letting them run for president. Because you know who else I don't want giving awards or running for president? Babies. Like, sorry. There are, like, the end and the beginning of your life. You're not doing great. You're not in the best position to be presenting awards.
Middles only. I mean, it is, like... The old people at award shows have got to cool it. They have to.
It's a disaster every time.
Rita Moreno, very fun old person at an award show. She did great. We'll give her that. Great dress was fun. But the rest of Robert De Niro, I was like, is this man dead in his seat? He's dead. I think he's dead.
Sitting next to his girlfriend, who is significantly taller than he is and like 40 years younger, really slayed me. Every time they cut to him, I was like, what is happening?
I'm like, so Robert De Niro straight up dead. I did love that format this year, though, when they did a bunch of old winners came out and they announced the nominees, made them cry. The thing that I loved the most was how different some of those speeches about those people were. I was like, whoa, you can tell someone really loves someone and someone doesn't know someone, but they seem to respect them a little bit. My favorites, thanks for asking. Well, the Tim Robbins one where he made a mistake was kind of fun for me because then it brought a little life to Robert De Niro's eyes. And I needed that to know that man was still breathing. obviously, Sam Rockwell is very funny. Sam Rockwell... Yeah. Robert Downey Jr., that was the high point. Christoph Waltz, I'm like, did he just spend 30 seconds absolutely burning Ryan Gosling? But then he spent the next 45 seconds building him up better than he found him. It was confusing. I had to watch it twice to understand it.
I need to know how those two know each other. I need a breakdown.
That's one that I'm like, I don't think you guys know each other.
No, but wouldn't you just devour an article that like broke down all of how these people know each other and how they prepared these speeches?
I would love it. I would love it because there's ones like, obviously Sally Field just loves Emma Stone. Clearly they have a relationship and they love each other. But there were some that I'm like, do you even know Sterling K. Brown? He did a great job, but I was like, do you guys know each other? I don't think they did. I don't think they knew each other. Who did Annette Bening? Was it Charlize Theron? Because I was another one that I'm like, do you guys know each other? So
and that's how?
The one thing that I'm like, it's kind of wild to see these people either I was crying and they were crying, or I'm like, oof, that one felt a little off. Felt a little off, and now I feel a little uncomfortable, and so does the nominee. You can tell they also feel uncomfortable. I'll tell you something, Jack Nicholas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
That man's a star.
No, he's such a star. And we keep trying to bring him down and he keeps rising to the top again. That man cannot be stopped. He's incredible.
So funny. That was one where I'm like, I don't think he gave one sincere compliment to Paul Giamatti, but no one cared because it was fun. I don't even think Paul Giamatti cared. He was like,
no, Paul Giamatti does not care.
I don't think he cares about anything. Have you listened to Paul Giamatti's podcast, though? It is bizarre.
That he hosts? He has a podcast that he hosts. What's the name of it?
Aliens and Myth. Oh,
I'm in.
It's so fascinating. You got to listen to it because I wish it was a little more fun.
Okay. All right. Good note.
Chinwag, which is a very fun name.
What is it called?
Chinwag.
Okay. All right.
He works with a philosopher and they just have these like conversations about like Chupacabra or aliens. Yes. Or so it's interesting. It says everything you need to know about him. Anyway, I love that these are big swings. There was something about it though that felt like they were in a sorority.
Yeah, it was a little too inside baseball, a little too incestuous, like we're Hollywood and we all know each other and love each other. And then there were no clips. It was like, it's great that you're friends with Sally Fields, but you know what would convince me someone watching the Oscars to see your movie, a clip of your acting from the movie.
Could be nice. Could be nice to see it. Same thing with Best Picture. Like, maybe just give us a recap. There's 10 of them. I can't remember.
Right. But, you know, you send out Al Pacino and you're just crossing yourself hoping for the best, because that man is not going to read the nominees.
He's going to do whatever he wants. I did like seeing some of those old people on stage. I thought that was fun. Charlize Theron stunned me. Oh. Her necklaces, that stacked necklace combo with her skin. Woo-wee, mama.
Yeah, gorgeous. I thought Jennifer Lawrence looked great in the polka dots.
I loved her polka dot dress. And I'm going to tell everyone this now. Meg did not look at Vanity Fair stuff. I've spent all night looking at Vanity Fair stuff. J-Lo changed from her polka dot dress, which was divisive, but I liked it. I thought she looked very classy. She changed into what I can only be described as Bridgerton core. It's insane. It's like, it's stunning. It is Emma. It is Jane Austen, but it's sheer. Ooh. It's this dress that looks so cool on her. It's like, I think Givenchy, I think. Anyway, it's a vintage design. She looks so cool. I love the polka dot dress, but I'm like, a big part of me was she would have worn this outfit to the Oscars because it was such a showstop. She looked stunning. She looks like a, someone said, looked like a Botticelli painting. And it made immediately yes.
A little more editorial than, was it Dior? Did she wear Dior?
No.
During the ceremony?
I thought, was it Dior? She is a Dior girl.
Dior. It's a Dior. Yeah.
But she at the Vanity Fair, I'm telling you, it is exactly like how you imagine the best dressed Jane Austen character would be. It was so cool. And you know how Vanity Fair always does those portraits?
Mm-hmm.
This year it was like the scenario was like gray walls. It kind of looks like a little industrial. And her portrait in there is stunning. I mean, obviously, she's a very beautiful woman, but it just looks so cool with that dress and that background. You know who
I saw? Sorry. I saw a tweet that said the Vanity Fair backdrop looked like the Harkonnen lair from Dune.
Harkonnen? Is that what it is?
Is it Harkonnen or Harkonnen?
Who knows? I don't know.
I saw Dune.
Yeah, it did. That's a hilarious observation because it does. It does. It looks very like end of the world, but a lot of people look very cool in it. Anya Taylor-Joy obviously looks very cool in it. Coleman Domingo won both carpets, red carpet on Vanity Fair and Oscars, and his portrait. One of my favorite hobbies of today is looking up the Vanity Fair portraits, and I highly suggest to anybody.
Okay, that I will be doing that immediately after recording. Okay.
Margot Robbie changed into a corset.
Okay, Margot Robbie, I want to talk about Margot Robbie's look because she was so fun. All through the summer, she's been fun at these awards. And then she just went with like a black understated thing. And she's so beautiful. She could wear whatever she wants and it would look good. Like, why was she not a little more fun?
Versace is what she was wearing. I think because I'm reading into this way too much. I think because she was like, I'm not happy to be here.
You think so? You think it was like a protest dress?
I kind of think that it was like, clearly it's an appropriate dress and she looks great. But I also think she's kind of saying, I'm not happy to be here. You got to see her in Mugler corset at the Vanity Fair. It is absolutely stunning. It's one that I'm like, see, I kind of wish you would have just worn that to the red carpet. I know you can't. She probably can't sit in a corset for that many hours. So I'll give her that. But she looked cool and she looked fun. And you know who else looked really cool and fun at the Vanity Fair? Florence Pugh. I liked Florence Pugh at the Oscars. I thought she looked cool.
I did too. Growing out a pixie cut is a fate worse than death, and I've lived through it a couple times, but she's gotten through the Guy Fieri, and now like she's got a cool bob, and I think it's very successful, and she looked very cool and very like thematically appropriate. She looked like she's in the Dune cast.
Yes, and it's so wild how much I hated Emily Blunt's floating straps, but I loved Florence Pugh's. And I'm like, it's many things, but the one was the structure of the dress on Florence Pugh's was fascinating. She looked like she was like dripping. So The shoulders coming up were a really fun element. I think she looked great. I loved seeing her in something kind of different. I feel like she was doing those like granny panty sheer stuff for a long time. And it was great. Here's the facts. Florence Pugh always looks cool. All right. Let's just say what it is. She always looks cool. But she's looked better. And last night she looked better. I thought she was really amazing. And again, I'm broken record. Her Vanity Fair look, wow, wow, wee, wow. Showstop.
I really didn't care for Emily Blunt. the like silhouette of the dress didn't really bother me, and the floating straps didn't really bother me, but the outline of men's briefs on the dress was so stupid.
So stupid. I did not like Emily Blunt's look at all. Her hair looked like I could have done that bun. And that's not a compliment because I'm bad at hair. And I love Schiaparelli. I think they're so fun, so amazing. I don't think that was the move for this look. Like, did you think you were going to win an Oscar and be hyped that you wore a jockstrap dress?
Yeah, I think she knew she wasn't going to win, but she was on camera a lot. You know, like her dress was featured in a lot of different places. And it just, I also didn't like John Krasinski's look. Like, it was too winky.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like them together at all. I did like, they look like prom. Meg called it 1983's prom and the most accurate. I did not like it. She wore a different dress to the Vanity Fair party and it's a lot more simple. And I was like, honestly, better. But do you remember that amazing dress she just wore when she gave an award with Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep?
I don't remember the dress.
But she has great dresses. Emily Blunt looks good all the time. So it was a swing and a miss for me. But the Anatomy of the Fall actress,
Sandra Hüller,
her Schiaparelli dress I thought was amazing. She looked like a villain.
Loved it. It was so cool. The shoulders were so big. I love a big shoulder. It was villainesque almost. Like, it was fierce. She looks amazing. She has darker hair than she did in both of these movies, and it really worked. Love Sandra Hüller.
Yeah, she looked really great. So those are Schiaparelli's, not into it at all. Who else did you like?
I liked Andrea Riseborough. She was in Lueve. It was a plaid Lueve and loved it. I love a pattern. I love Lily Gladstone's Gucci. It had a pattern on the long caftan capey part of it and on her neckline.
That cape was stunning.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Sorry, I liked Ariana Grande's look. Like, sure, it was a little on the nose. I get it. She's in Wicked. It was very much what I expect Ariana Grande to wear. Like, I like when people look like themselves.
Okay, so you're really into her fake pony. Do you remember those ponytails you could buy on QVC that were on a clip and you put them in your hair and it made it look like you had, like, curly blonde ponytail?
Yeah, I'm into it because that's what I want from Ariana Grande. I want her to make insane choices. Like dating SpongeBob. This is on theme.
I'm going to be very honest. I don't know what it is that I woke up one day and chose hate to the new Wicked movie. But I hate it. I loathe the idea of it. I hate the trailer. I don't like anything about it. So the fact that both of them are on the red carpet, the Oscars, being like, Wicked, I'm just kind of like, this isn't the move because this movie's going to be terrible. If this movie's good, I'll eat my own hair. There's no way this movie's good.
Cynthia Erivo looked pretty cool, though. Bald. She has a good head.
She looks great. Hated her dress. It looked like a dragon from the back.
Yeah, it looked like rubber. Like, it looked insane.
Serving mother dragon from the front. She looked great from the back. But either way, don't do this, gals. Don't do this shtick. I mean, do it for Meg. She loves it. But
I love it. I'm a simple gal.
My opinion is no thanks. But there's just something about Ariana Grande. She's too little. Sorry. That's it. Period. She's too little. No one ever thought.
Little. Ryan Gosling in Gucci with his pink socks. Really liked.
Test.
I did. Like, he, again, the Barbie's crew's like, you're not going to give us anything. So we're just going to do what we want to do here.
There's got to be such a fun freedom in that, knowing, like, listen, it's not happening, but we're here. So we may as well make the best of it.
America Ferrera looked great in Versace.
Yeah. America Ferrera.
Like a glove. Great.
Her Vanity Fair picture is like, that could be an album cover. She looks so cool in it.
The other one I want to mention is Carey Mulligan in Balenciaga. That bob is how I think I look in a bob when I go in to get my haircut. And I obviously don't, because I don't have Carey Mulligan's face, but she wears that bob so well with that bare neck and then that immaculately fit mermaid silhouette gown. It took my breath away.
Yes, and you're gonna be mad at me here, and I'm okay with that. Two things. The first one, I've always been a Mulligan hater, and I don't know why. There was just something about her that didn't jive with me. Then I listened to one podcast with her, and I was all in. She was so incredibly likable. I liked her a lot. I like that she's married to Marcus Mumford. I like that she met him at summer camp. I find myself really rooting for Carey Mulligan. And you're right, her bob, no one does it better. That being said, the reason I have beef with that dress, it's a beautiful dress. It's stunning. It looks like a Barbie dress. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is absolutely, what's that, Evening in Elegance Barbie? It's like a classic Barbie silhouette. It's like one of the vintage Barbie looks. And it sucks for everybody else, but I do think you have to consider that because Margot Robbie has owned Barbie fashion for one entire year. I think it is something to think about when you are getting ready.
Okay. Counterpoint. Not well researched, so bear with me. But my understanding is it's a remake of a classic gown worn by a Hollywood starlet back in the day, but I don't have her name handy. But it was in some way Leonard Bernstein adjacent. So I think it was a nod to the era more than it was to Barbie.
Agreed. The problem is it's the same era.
Sure.
The Barbie dress is from the same time period. That trumpet dress, I'm going to send you later what Barbie, I'm a very specific Barbie in my head.
But no, I know. I can see it.
That's where I just feel like I just wish she would have had her own moment. Who told Carey Mulligan she did good? Which sorority initiated Carey Mulligan into the, which star initiated her into that sorority? Do you remember?
No.
I remember thinking that they know each other. It was very earnest and kind. So I was like,
was it Jennifer Lawrence? Oh, who did Jennifer Lawrence do?
No. Jennifer Lawrence did Lily Gladstone. Cause I thought they don't know each other, but I felt like Jennifer Lawrence did a great job. She said, Lily, you were the soul of Killers of the Flower Moon. That's how she started. And I loved it.
Can't remember. Poor Carey Mulligan. She gave a really great performance in a movie I did not care for at all. A movie I might actively hate, actually. Like, I feel like her talent was wasted.
I watched 30 minutes of that movie, maybe 40. I saw enough to know she was doing the best.
She was doing great. She has the back half of that movie is some of the best acting I've ever seen from her, maybe from acting in general, but such a stinker of a movie.
And she's good in stuff. She's so good in Promising Young Women. Carey Mulligan is a good actress. She's good in things. Listen, Bella Baxter, the character, and Emma Stone as her did blow my mind this year.
Mm-hmm.
She was incredible.
Yeah, the discourse has been tough. And we'll get into this more. I'm recording with Nick and Eli tonight about the actual recipients of the awards. But they're two very different performances doing two very different things. And I think Emma Stone's performance is the one the Oscars typically respond to. It was bigger and more audacious, where Lily Gladstone was pretty quiet and contained.
And would we say that about Carey Mulligan too, though? Or would you say she did really good, but not as good as Emma Stone?
I mean, spoiler alert, Carey Mulligan plays like a dying person, and that's just like a completely different thing.
Oh yeah, because actually Emma Stone was playing a person coming alive, so
exactly true opposite. Stone,
I liked her outfit. I know there's a lot of millennial people, and I'm millennial, on the internet being like, peplum, no, a peplum is one of my favorite looks. I hate that it got trendy and went away because I find it a timeless look. It's perfect for my body shape, and I like a peplum, so everyone step off of it. That being said, her dress, was it the absolute best dress she's ever worn to an award show? I don't think it was, but I loved it. I thought she looked amazing. I thought she looked striking. The color, Meg had to tell me, was blue. It's so pretty once you actually see an up close picture of it. Mm-hmm. I thought Emma Stone looked pretty much flawless.
I did too. I have some peplum trauma, if we're being honest, because it came hard. I wore it hard and then it went away. But seeing her made me think, oh, should I do peplum again? Like, are we back?
I would love it. It's a good look for me. And she looked really good. I loved her hair.
That dark color is great on her and kind of Bella Baxter-esque without being the jet black.
I loved when she won how absolutely stoked Mark Ruffalo was for her. He was so hyped in the background for her.
I loved how mortified she looked. Like, she truly looked like she was going to vomit. Like, she thought Lily Gladstone was going to win this award, as we all did, and seemed genuinely shocked.
And I think we were all fine with Lily Gladstone winning. I was.
Yeah, I mean, the discourse today has been this was Lily Gladstone's award for a bunch of reasons, and I think they're all valid, but that's not what this award-giving body does.
They do what they want.
They do what they want because they're just all individual voters.
They do what they want, and we don't have to like it, and a lot of us don't. But she, I thought, was endearing. I think I've heard a lot of people on the internet being like, I don't like how she reacted. She acts like she didn't expect. I truly don't think she expected it.
She didn't think she was going to win.
I loved how much she talked about her zipper breaking, because I can also see absolutely in that moment being like, oh no, the one thing that matters the most is that my dress is ruined.
Mm-hmm. The designer of that dress, by the way, his name is Nicholas, French last name, Gousquet.
Nicholas Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks. He was, I don't know if he was creative director, but he was some sort of important position at Louis Vuitton. And then this was custom made by him. So
it was understatedly stunning. I loved it. And I loved how she made a point to say hello to every single woman on that stage. Did you notice every single person who won? Actor, actor, actress, actress. They all said thank you to every other person.
Well, I think there were some tough lessons learned at the Grammys. So.
And do you know that Emma Stone is friends with Taylor Swift? No comment. And made a joke about her not saying thank you to Celine Dion, and the internet tried to eat Emma Stone alive. But she was like, we are good friends. You need to back off. And I was like, she learned her. When Emma Stone hugged Jennifer Lawrence, and you could see Sally Field trying to tug Jennifer Lawrence. Did you see that? When Sally Field was like trying to move Jennifer Lawrence to say hi. It makes me feel weird inside when I watched it, because Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone, I think, are very good friends. And I believe they're very good friends. So they were kind of taking a while to say hi. And I think Sally Field was panicking, like she was going to miss her chance to be on the job. And she was tugging on Jennifer Lawrence's dress to get her to move. And then Emma Stone, and I also was like, I don't think Emma Stone's going to say hi to Sally Field. She stopped, went over, gave her a hug, walked back. And I was like, great. I love that. You know who else I loved up there? Not on this one. Best supporting, Jamie Lee Curtis.
She looked phenomenal. Dolce & Gabbana, simple black look, great with her hair.
Stunning. I like fun people, so sometimes an understated look bores me.
Yeah.
With absolute perfection.
Well, her hair's the statement, I think. Exactly. When you have hair like that, you can go black and understated.
And her jawline. Nothing in this world makes me want to get plastic surgery immediately on my jaw, like looking at Jamie Lee Curtis's photo from last year accepting her. She looked regal and stunning. And I was like, I would like to have a snatched jawline now. Thank you.
Wouldn't we all?
You look good. Michelle Yao looked great. Of course, she's never missed. She's always looking good. You liked Domingo Coleman. Obviously, I did too. I liked Robert Downey Jr.'s outfit. I like these flared leg pants on men. I think the wide leg pants on men's suits are good.
He was in Saint Laurent. He thanked his stylist in a speech, which I thought was a very fun thing to do because it's stylist night. Like, they're dressing these people.
I do love when he said, if no one else thinks they're stylist, I am. And he's another person that I'm like, he is a star with star power.
Absolutely. Yes. Dripping, dripping with swag.
That guy's got charisma. Matthew McConaughey's got the most intense tan I've ever seen on a person. Well, like, he's
I saw, I'm just quoting tweets now, but I saw one today that said Cillian Murphy was made from porcelain and Matthew McConaughey was carved from a pine tree in a side-by-side, and it was very accurate.
Very accurate. Very accurate. Agreed with that. You know who else I liked? Thanks for asking. Who else did I like? Oh, Lily Gladstone, we talked about her. Oh, Greta Lee, Issa Rae, love them both. Mm-hmm. Catherine O'Hara has no right looking as good as she does.
She body for days.
Body. She has a body. I love seeing Jesse Plemons and Kirsten Dunst. They're my favorite couple.
I didn't read the whole profile, but there's a part where Kirsten Dunst says that they hate all the same things. And that really resonated with me because I think the secret to a happy marriage is hating all of the same things.
Wow. That is so wise and absolutely correct.
Right? I love them.
Likes come and go, but hates kind of stay the same.
Hate, if you have a common enemy, nothing brings more joy.
You're right. I love Kirsten Dunst and Jesse Plemons together. At first I was like, they're too pale to date. They're too pale. They shouldn't be together. They look like a couple of ageless, like, weird vampires. But now I'm all in on both of them. Remember the iconic moment when Kirsten Dunst was photographed in the Orem Target? Because I think about it all the time.
What?
because she was at rehab in Orem.
Okay, yeah.
And so,
also why you almost hit Mary Kate with your car, or was it Ashley?
Nope, it was Lindsay Lohan, who was at the Van Meter party, who, by the way, was at the Van Meter party. Lohan. And look great at the Vanity Fair party. I am here for Lindsay Lohan's her renaissance. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Go off, queen.
Zendaya
and Armani look. What's her workout? It's like, is she just blessed? What's happening?
I think she's blessed. And I think she obviously stays in. She's got a great slender build.
She does. And she's tall. She looked statuesque.
Her hair, La Roche never freaking misses with Zendaya. Name a more powerful duo. There's not one. Those two together are unfreaking stoppable. I love the way he styles her. She was just presenting and she looked that good.
Yeah, show-stopping.
Show-stopping.
For the bits, what do you think of the Kate McKinnon Steven Spielberg exchange?
I thought it was fun. Kate McKinnon's always fun.
I think that on the page, that could have been really dumb, but Kate McKinnon is so good at delivery that it was very successful.
Did I just read that Kate McKinnon went to camp with someone famous? Not remember.
Summer camp is bringing these people together.
Because remember how she was friends with Greta Gerwig in college?
Yeah.
And then there was something else about how she went to camp with someone, and I need to figure out. It's another movie star. And it really killed me that I was like, wow, Kate McKinnon is the new Kevin Bacon.
Exactly. I love John Mulaney doing Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is one of my dad's favorite movies. I had that movie like memorized. And so that really spoke to my soul because it truly makes no sense.
And did you feel a little worried about eating a hot dog after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And now every time my kids eat a hot dog, I'm like, Field of Dreams.
There was someone in Field of Dreams, and I think it was Shoeless Joe Jackson. I was like, hubba, hubba.
Oh, they're all hotties.
Ray Liotta, right? It's like...
Ray Liotta, yeah.
He looks good.
Build it.
Kevin Costner looks good, you know? No complaints. Good job. I really love... I loved it. I was there for it. I liked it. Good job.
So everyone's like, John Mulaney should host the Oscars. My understanding is that he's been asked and said no a number of times. Like, I think Jimmy Kimmel is the only person willing to do this job anymore.
Safest bet. I heard a podcast, you know, Smartless, a podcast I listen to often. And Will Arnett's like, why would anyone want to host this? You have to ask that question. It's the stakes are too high and it's so easy to lose. Why does anyone want to do this? Even Kimmel got some backlash last night for all his jokes about Robert Downey Jr., which I believe they're very good friends. So I'm like, I don't feel like he would make too many jokes. I thought it was fine. I also love that Jimmy Kimmel gives him snack boxes. So smart. Love that. I want to buy those pretzels now, right now. Those pretzels look so good. I think Jimmy Kimmel's very funny. I think he's safe. I think he's funny. I only want Jimmy Kimmel or Ricky Gervais.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I don't think Ricky Gervais will ever do it again. I think he offended too many people the last time he did it.
His bridge. But why can't they be offended?
Well, Emily, I believe they can. They don't believe they can.
I mean, I'm offended every day of my life and I still keep moving through it.
Yeah, but you're not soft like they are.
Soft hands, soft hand actors. Loved that.
John Cena. Sorry. I'm a simple dum-dum. That worked for me. I thought it was funny.
Same. I'm a simple dum-dum and that worked for me quite a bit. I thought it was very, very funny when he said, I knew he was going to say costumes. When he said it, I laughed so hard.
Yeah, just the word.
Fun. Just the word. Costumes.
I thought the bit was going to be him refusing to come out from behind the set when Jimmy Kimmel was talking to him. And then when he really came out and he was really, truly naked, like, that's remarkable. Good job, John Cena. Oh,
I saw a behind the scenes photo of him wearing those like nude tape. There's no underwear on the side. It's just truly like covering his bum and going up and covering his crotch. I like to make him a Ken doll. And it's one of the funniest photos, I think, in the world. The only funniest photo from last night, other than that, is Bradley Cooper next to his mom.
That one, is she 3 feet tall or is he 7 feet tall?
What is happening in that photo? I told Meg yesterday, I want to talk about that photo for one entire hour because I don't get it at all. It doesn't make any sense to me because I think the man is 6 foot.
Okay, so she's 4 foot?
How tall is Bradley Cooper's mom? This picture looks like a funhouse photo. It looks like the freak show.
It's like when you took a picture with Thurl Bailey.
It is actually exactly like when I took a picture with Thurl Bailey. His mom is Tana's Matthew McConaughey, bless her. Sunglasses, bless her. I love her entire vibe. And the tiniest person on the carpet.
Tiny.
That picture is wild. I highly suggest searching it out because it's very funny.
Okay, I had a great time last night. Like, this was a fun night at the movies for me, a fun night with stars. Like, this, I was watching the Oscars and I thought, we're back, baby. Like, it feels like we finally found our footing after COVID again. And I was happy.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a good, fun time. Are there things I like more than others? Yeah, of course. Do I wish there was like maybe a face lab just because like I need the drama to live? Yeah, absolutely. But overall, it was pleasant. It was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It tasted good. It felt good. It felt like home. It felt like childhood. And I was here for it. But listen, I like Hollywood. It entertains me.
Yeah, we literally host a podcast about it. So don't expect us to come down hard on Hollywood.
Like, look, do I think it's problematic? Sure, sure, whatever. Am I love being entertained by them? Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Oh, wait, you know who we didn't talk about? Sorry. Divine Joy.
Oh, loved it.
Loved it. So good. Paul Giamatti crying through her acceptance speech, walking her up, her earnestness and sincerity. This woman's won a lot already. She could be out of things to say, and she still said great things. I loved getting to know her this award season.
I do too, and I think she looks great as a blonde, and I really liked her dress.
Me too. So that's it. Sorry, that was the last person that I'm like. It was just a good night. You know what I love about crap like this? I don't have to think of things to talk about with a stranger. I have a thing to talk about with a stranger.
Unless they're like, have you ever been in a conversation where they're like, I don't pay attention to celebrities? And it's like, well, okay, it was nice meeting you. Yeah. We'll never cross paths again. We have nothing in common.
Like they read. It's like, yeah, I read too. I just read an entire book about a Scottish laird. All right. I read.
I read the captions on Instagram. Okay. You're not better than me.
Listen, I like to enjoy life. It's the reason I have not watched Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
And I never will.
Speaking of, Nick and Eli and I will be talking about the actual awards, who received them, who didn't, why it matters, if it does, tonight. So stay tuned for that. But Emily, it was great chatting with you about all the fun parts of the Oscars. You have time for a pop culture pop in, right?
You bet I do.
So we're recording that right now. Check out that on the bonus feed. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.